You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
One of Utah's richest couples is suing their neighbors for what they call two vicious dogs.
But those neighbors sued first to stop the 11,000-square-foot house from being built. Here is KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston with more.
Two Burmese mountain dogs named Sasha and Mocha are keeping Park City billionaires Matthew and Tatiana Prince from walking outside, according to a lawsuit reported on by KSL.com. The Princes are accusing their neighbors of being willful and malicious by allowing their dogs to get aggressive during walks on their shared easement. The dog owners are also the people appealing to block the Planning Commission's approval of an 11,000-square-foot home on the Princes' land. Matthew and Tatiana Prince have been fighting for this house for years. In 2023, they tried and failed to lobby the legislature for a bill that would have overridden city regulations. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Well, the Utah State men's and the Utah women's basketball team are getting ready to take their shot in the first round of the NCAA.
The Aggies are up first playing tonight against TCU. This is the fifth time in 6 years that Utah State has made it to the big dance, but they're still looking for their first tournament win since 2001. Aggies head coach Danny Sprinkle believes his guys are ready to go.
Anytime you play in the NCAA tournament, you know, you can't take 2 minutes off. It can't take you 2 to 3 minutes to start the game to be aggressive. You got to get all your anxiety and nerves out of the way.
Tip-off tonight is just before 8 o'clock. The Utah women's team plays their first round game tomorrow night against South Dakota State. The Utah men's team hosts Iowa for their second round of the NIT tournament on Sunday. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Jazz lost to the Dallas Mavericks last night, 113-97. The team made less than a quarter of their attempted three-point shots. The Jazz only have 3 wins since early February. They'll be in Houston tomorrow night to try and turn their bad luck streak around.
I like this story, too. The Utah Royals didn't get a win last night, their home game. Since coming back to the Beehive State, but it did make history. Their game this past Saturday was the highest attended women's sporting event in Utah history. More than 20,000 people showed up.
The Better Business Bureau is warning parents about ACT prep scams. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
The way it works is scammers will call a parent and pretend to be a college board, saying their kid has ordered test prep material. Now, Melanie Fox with the Better Business Bureau says one family was duped because the scammers had all of the personal information they needed to sound legit.
They provided their card information and they were charged $250. And in that case, if it's not with a credit card, you really can't get your money back.
Fox says if you do get a call, then hang up and double check with your kid or the school. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Scammers are still trying to get your money by claiming you missed jury duty. Brigham City Police Detective Crystal Beck says they are using shock and fear to try and get people to give them credit card information over the phone.
They don't want to be in trouble. They don't want, you know, the police to show up at their door.
Beck says no police department will ever call and ask for payment over the phone. The only way to handle an arrest warrant is by physically going to the court that issued it.
KSL's top national stories now. Former President Trump is looking at a merger of his social media platform as a way to raise more cash to pay legal fees and fines.
Shareholders of a company called Digital World Acquisition Corp., which at the moment is essentially just a pile of cash, are set to vote on whether to merge with Trump Media and Technology Group, the company behind Truth Social. If it's approved, Trump Media could see its stock trading on the NASDAQ, and with Trump set to own 58% of the new combined company, the value could be over $3 billion for him. There's a catch, though. Unless some particular exceptions are made, he cannot sell the shares for at least 6 months. Mark Remillard, ABC News, New York.
Time for First Look traffic. Heather, it took a little while, but we have some problems on the roads out there.
Yeah, we sure do. The worst one right now is the 201 freeway eastbound. You're going to be pretty much stop-and-go traffic just after 7200 West all the way over to 5600 West, where a crash is blocking the left lane and left shoulder. That only leaves one right lane available. I-15, though, for the most part, is at freeway speeds. You still have some slowdowns southbound between Ogden and Roy, and there may even be a crash right near Riverdale Road in that mix. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Here's something you might not want to hear right before spring break. There's a group of researchers that tried to hack hotel key cards, and they say it was easy. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more.
These researchers get together and test out security features on all kinds of things, and this time the target was hotel key cards. Wired Magazine's Andy Greenberg says the results weren't great.
With just two taps, they can open these doors in seconds.
The findings now have hotel chains around the country and the world scrambling to find a fix and make those key cards more secure. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
A bakery in Salt Lake City is struggling to get a liquor license. Owner of 43 Bakery, Andrew Corral, tells KSL TV that the front door is 15 feet too close to the property line of a house of worship.
It's frustrating, absolutely. It's utterly dumbfounding to me. I don't understand it.
Corral says that state regulators have told him the law which bars him from getting a license is inflexible.
The price of a wedding is surging in Utah. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson spoke with a local wedding planner on just how far budgets are being stretched.
Utah couples are planning on spending an average of $24,000 to walk down the aisle this year. Data from The Knot shows that's up from $17,000 last year. Cachet Ford from Cachet & Co. Event says as everything else in our economy becomes more expensive, so do weddings.
The components of a wedding are all very tied to the other increases we're seeing, you know, in food service, in labor, in shipping, in gasoline. Every single aspect of a wedding is touched by those different factors.
Ford says venues and flowers are often some of the biggest expenses here in Utah. She recommends planning out every dollar on each expense before signing any contracts and locking yourself in with any one vendor. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.